Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Nun Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Hey. We see on the side of our Gemara, under our Nosei, our topic heading, Haskoras Hamusafin B'Tfila B'Chutzlaretz B'Kesher L'Sveika D'Yoyma. In our previous shiur, we discussed the din of Rav Acha Bar Chanina regarding the reciting of multiple the blowing of multiple tkiyas for multiple musafim. The Gemara dismissed Rav Acha's approach and said that when you have multiple musafim, that is not going to add to the number of daily tkiyos. And we demonstrated that, we proved that from the fact that when it comes to the Shiras HaLevim, on a case where you have the coinciding of 2 musafim. So, to be more specific, if you have one day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, so the Shabbos Shira is going to be recited, and that particular day's Shira, if you say that Shabbos came out on the 4th day of Chol HaMoed, so the standard 4th day Chol HaMoed Shira of the Levium would be pushed ahead to the next day, and in its place the Shabbos Shira would be recited. The result of that, we saw, was that the last Chol HaMoed day's Shira would not be recited. So we were skipping a Shira. And that, as Rashi points out, is the connection to our new sukkah about the recounting or the mentioning of the Musaf in the Shmoneh Esrei recited outside the land of Israel. When you're dealing with the area that we call Chutz Laretz, so in the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, you are going to be making mention of that particular day's Korban Musafim. However, when we start a holiday and we're in Chutz Laretz, what we think is the 15th of the month, as a result of being far away from Yerushalayim and not knowing when the month was really established, we might be a day off. So the 15th of the month might be the 14th. And that when you get to the 16th, that might be the real 15th. So that when you're on the second day of Sukkot in Chutz Laretz, what are you to mention? Are you to mention that today is the 15th? Or are you to mention on the second day of Sukkot in Chutz Laretz, or today is the 16th of the month? In other words, it's the second day of Sukkot. And that same doubt continues as you go through the holiday, namely when you get to day 4, maybe day 4 is really day 3. So that is called the Sveika D'Yoma. How do we deal with that? And do we, let us say, skip one of the days in order to attempt to reflect accuracy? What do we mean by that? That will become clearer as we go into the Rashi on this topic. So what we'll do is we first read a line of the Gemara. Rashi is very thorough, and the easiest way to understand this Gemara is by learning the Rashi text inside along with the Gemara. So first we open up the Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom. Ve'anan, we in the Gola, in the diaspora, the Is Lontre Yoimi, we celebrate at the beginning of a holiday in outside Israel two holiday days before we start the Chol Hamoed, the intermediate days. Hechi Avdinon, how are we to conduct ourselves regarding the mentioning of the Musafim, the sacrifices of Sukkis in our Shmona Esrei of Musaf of Sukkis? It has to be pointed out, and Rashi makes this point, that on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, on the second day, we observe what's referred to as 2 days of Yom Tov. Those are 2 days that we celebrate as actual holidays where we do not engage in melachos outside of cooking. So that day, you cannot say regarding that day in your Shmona Esrei text, you can't say Uvayom Hasheni. Because when you say Uvayom Hasheni and it was on the second day of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot they would offer 13 cow offerings. On the second day of Sukkot in the Chumash, they would offer 12 cow offerings. And when you're looking at things from the Torah's perspective, that second day is the beginning of Chol HaMoed, because from the Torah's perspective, only one day was celebrated as the official Yom Tov, the following days being Chol HaMoed. So how could it be that when you get to the second day in Chutz Laretz, what's going to be? Are you going to say that this is Bayom Hasheni? Because if you say that, you're in effect declaring that this is a weekday, and it's not being observed as a weekday, as the first day of Chol HaMoed. So you run into a type of contradiction between the way you and Chutz Laretz are viewing it. You're viewing it as a possibility of being the first day, and then in the Shmona Esrei you would be declaring it as Uvayom Hasheni, and the second day they would offer 12 cows, which, as we said before, is a demonstration or declaration that it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, that it's a weekday. Now, as we said, we're going to learn through the Rashi. The Rashi that we're looking at is about two-fifths of the way up from the end of the Rashi commentary, namely a little less than halfway up from the end of the page. Anan di is lontre yoimi, heshi avdinan. Mishun da'airi, the Rashi here tells us what we said before, is why this discussion of the Shmona Esrei in the diaspora is found here in the Gemara. So he says, because we were speaking b'shtei parshas hamoros liyom, where you have two issues, two times, two different times that coincide on one day. And that was with regard to the Levium Shira in the Beis Hamikdash, where each day of Chol HaMoed is assigned a specific Shira, but if Shabbos coincides with one of those Chol HaMoed days, so we said that you will say the Shabbos Shira and the one of the Chol HaMoed days will be pushed off. Didachinon Chada Mina. And we push off one of those Chol HaMoed Shira days because Shabbos occupied one of the spots. So Kaboy, that's why Kaboy Lo, we're asking this question. Vanan, the Mivi Lon, the Mema, B'tzloysin Musaf, and we who have to say in our Shmona Esrei, Es Musfei Hayom, that's in the text of the Shmona Esrei, and the additional offerings of that day, the Korbonos HaChag Einon Shovim, when it comes to Sukkis, each day has a set of sacrifices, and specifically referring to the cow offerings, that are different from day to day. Shaporim, the cows, Mismaatim V'Holchim, they decrease in number day by day. The Islon Tre Yomi Yom Tov Misveka, and in outside of Israel, there are 2 days of Yom Tov that are celebrated out of doubt, as we indicated earlier. And namely, when you get to the first day of Sukkot, it might be that today is really the 14th of the month, and the next day is the 15th of the month. Velomot Sinon Lemeimar B'Yom Tov Sheni, when it comes to the second day of Yom Tov, as is observed in Chutz Laretz, outside of Israel, you can't say on that day, Parshas Uvayom Hasheni. in Israel, so when they get to the second day of Sukkot, they say Uvayom HaSheni on the second day, they would offer 12 cows. But if you say that in Chutz Laaretz, the Imkein Avdina Lechol, you are treating it as if it's a weekday. Umibayalon Lameimar Bay, and we in the diaspora have to say on the second day of Sukkot, Uvachamisha Osor Yoim, on the 15th of the month, Kiyomakama, as it is, as if it's the first day. Heichi Avdinon Berishon Shechol HaMoed Ubashar HaYomim. So in Chutz Laaretz, what should be done on the first day of Chol HaMoed and the subsequent days? Mi Amrinon B'Yoyim HaKama, do you say on the first day of Chol HaMoed Uvayoyim HaSheni? And by the way, if it helps, we have a little chart on the side where you see it's entitled Sukkot. We have a numbering scheme. The first 2 days we put in diamonds, as we do the last 2 days, days 8 and 9. The first 2 days are observed as holidays, meaning days where we do not do malacha. And this is a Chutz Laaretz chart. So that's what we call Sukkot b'Chutz Laaretz. And then day 3 on the chart is also day 1 of Chol HaMoed. So this chart helps to follow along with the Rashi, where the Rashi just made mention of B'Yom HaKama, that's day 1 of Chol HaMoed, which is day 3 of the holiday, as is observed. So do we say on that Yom HaKama of Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Uvayom HaSheni, do we say, and on the second day in the Beis HaMikdash, which we are trying to commemorate, you say that we would offer the 12 cows, that's the day that could have been said technically the day before, because the day before was the actual second day as was observed in Chutz Laaretz, v'chein kaseder, and similarly all the way down through this progression of days, v'nimtza shebiyom hashvi shel arava, the result of that would be that on what's called Hoshana Rabbah, that's Yom HaShvi Shel Arava, if you follow that progression, you would end up saying Uvayom HaShishi, because if on the third day of the holiday you were calling it the second, so on the seventh day of the holiday you would be calling it the sixth. The Al Korchuch Lamochur Shu Yom Tov, and the next day, which is observed as Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz as well, which is definitely a day of non of Molocha prohibition. Lo Motzis Lemeimar, you can't say on that day Uvayom Hashvi'i that, and on the seventh day of Sukkot they would offer 7 cows. The Imkain, if you do say that, Abdislay Chayil, you're treating it as if it's a weekday, because the seventh day of Sukkot in the Chumash, when they did in fact offer 7 cows, was a weekday. Vinimsa, and if you, and as a result of this progression that we just said, namely on Hoshana Rabbah and Chutz Laaretz, they're going to be saying Uvayom HaShishi, and on the next day they can't say Uvayom HaShvi. You know what the result is? Vinimsa Shvi Nidche. As a result, the commemoration in prayer of the seventh day will not be said. So that's one approach. That's why 2 lines up in the Rashi we have a little aleph. Oy Dilma Beis, or possibly the following is what we do. Yoyim HaKama, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Amrinon Uvayoyim HaShlishi. V'sheni Nidchami Mekoimo, and we make no reference to the second, to what they did in this, on the second day in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we in Chutz Laaretz in our Shemona Esrei would not make any reference to Bayom HaSheni, the offering, the second day offerings. And if we do that, then the Sheni, the second, the mentioning of the second day, Nidchami Mekoimoi, Mipnei Shehu Safek, because it is a doubt. So Yidche Legamri, so when you have something that's a doubt, we push off completely one element. So to summarize, do we push off the last day of Sukkot Korbanus mentioned, or do we push off the second day of Sukkot Korbanus references? So now, let's see how the Gemara resolves. Do we push off that which would be, let's say, in the middle, or do we push off that which would have been at the end? We continue in the Gemara. Abaye Omar Sheni Yidoche. Abaye says the reference to the second day Korbanos would be pushed off, which then means on the first day of Chol HaMoed, what you're going to be saying is Ubayom HaShlishi. So practically speaking, on the first day of the holiday, you'll be saying that on the 15th of the month they would offer 13 cows, and on the second day of the Yom Tov, you would be making reference again to what they offered on the first day, and on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you'll say that they offered on the third day 11 cows, which is in fact the number of cows that were offered on the third day of the holiday. So, what are you not making reference to? That which was offered on the second day. Rava Omar Shvi'i Yidoche. Rava says that the seventh day is going to be skipped. So, as a result of that, we're telling you, as we saw in the Rashi, that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you're going to be making reference to Bayom HaSheni. So, like we said before, on the first 2 days of the holiday, you're going to be making reference to what they offered on the 15th, the first day. The first day of Chol HaMoed, which in effect is the third day observed of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to be calling that the second day. So if the third day that you're observing, you're calling the second day, in terms of Korban references, when you get to the seventh day, you're going to be calling it the sixth day. And no reference to the seventh day whatsoever, because that next day is Shmini Atzeres, and by calling it the seventh, you would be in effect viewing it or calling it a weekday, and that's certainly not appropriate for something that you're observing as a holiday. So what have we seen now? Rav Abaye's approach is you'll skip out on that which is mentioned in the middle, relatively speaking, and Rava says you'll skip out that which would have been mentioned at the end. Tanya Kavosei de Rava, and we have a Tanaic source that supports Rava. And this is a quote from that which we saw earlier on this Omid. There's a little arrow that you see to the side of the Gemara text in the right-hand side. You can see where this quote comes from. Tanya Kavosei de Rava, the source above that we learned regarding the Shiras HaLevi'im will support Rava, that when you have an element of something that needs to be pushed off, what do you choose to push off? So it says there, Im Chal Shabbos Lios Be'echad Mehem, if Shabbos comes out on one of the Chol HaMoed days, so Yimotu Yidochei. Yimotu was the last Chol HaMoed Shira, so that last one is not going to be said. We should point out, just on a technical basis, it supports Rava in the sense that when you have to make a choice, which one is not going to be recited, so we say the last one is going to be skipped. There is a fundamental difference, though, and that is that the source above didn't represent an issue of doubt, whereas the discussion between Abaye and Rava does represent an issue of doubt. But all the same, it's a matter of when you have to make a choice, what is it that's going to be pushed aside? So we see the support to Rava's position. Practically speaking, though, the Gemara says, we don't follow Abaye, nor do we follow Rava. Askin Ameymar b'Nahardo, Ameymar established in the city of Nahardo, the Medalgi Delugi. Now, in order to appreciate this, we look at the Rashi. Askin Ameymar the Medalgi Delugi. We're picking up the Rashi where we left off. V'ninsu kulon oimdin. The result of this medalgi delugi, which is an expression that we're not going to translate deliberately, not so, we'll let the Rashi explain what that means. The result is, though, that all of the days, the references to all the days are maintained. Omrim, biyom rishon shechol HaMoed, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you will be saying in the Chutz La'aretz Shmoneh Esrei, Bayom HaSheni uVayom HaShlishi. Sofek Sheni, Sofek Shlishi. As we explained before, when you get to the first day of Chol HaMoed, it is either the actual third day or it's the second day, because the first day that you observed of the holiday wasn't really the first day. So that the first day of Chol HaMoed is possibly the second day of the holiday, so you would say Bayom HaSheni, and maybe it's the third day of the holiday, so you say Bayom HaShlishi. Sofek Sheni, Sofek Shlishi. Ula Mohar, Omrim, and on the next day, that you would say Bayom HaShlishi, Bayom HaShlishi, Bayom HaRvi. And if you keep your one finger on the chart, you can follow along what we are referring to. Uba Shlishi, B'chol HaMoyed, and on the third day of Chol HaMoyed, you will be saying Bayom HaRvi Ubayom HaChamishi, and the third day of Chol HaMoed, as you see across from the number 3 on the chart, you have 3 and 5, 3-5 or 5-3. That's the day we're now referring to, and on that day you will be saying Bayom HaRvi'i Uvayom HaChamishi. That third day of Chol HaMoed might be really the fourth day of the holiday, or it's the fifth day of the holiday, Borovi'i. And on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, you will be saying Bayom HaChamishi Uvayom HaShishi Uvachamishi deChol HaMoed Shuhoi Shana Rabo. We got to the last day of Chol HaMoed as is observed in Chutz Loretz, which is also Hoshana Rabo. Omrim Bayom HaShishi Uvayom HaShvi Kisvei Ko. You are acknowledging what it is in terms of taking into account the doubt. That last day might be the sixth day, or it might be the actual seventh day. V'hainu delugi. This is now Rashi now is defining the word delugi. She'omrim hayoyim ma she'omru esmoil. That you're saying, you're making reference on that day to that which was also said the day before. So it's like you're skipping back on any given day. So, for example, on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, you were making reference, you said Chamishi Shishi, you were mentioning, you were citing Shishi, so that was on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed. On the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, which is Shana Rabba, you're going to make again a reference to Shishi. So you're skipping back to that which was mentioned the day before. Now, this idea of skipping backwards, of doing something now that was done before, this is the idea of delugi. Shomrim hayom, shomrim esmo. Can I read in Gabi Rosh Chodesh regarding the Rosh Chodesh practice of Kriyas HaTorah, where you had a situation where you had a reduced number of psukim without getting into any details. Rav Amar Doleg Shomer Hasheni, the second person is called to the Torah. He says, Echod min apsukim she'omar rishon. He says over, when he gets his aliyah to the Torah, they read one of the psukim, the last pasuk that the guy before had also been called to read. V'chihechi da'askin ameymar linyan tfila, and as ameymar does with regard to the Shmona Esrei, the topic we just discussed, Avdino Nami, the Inyan Korei HaTorah. And Rashi goes on and explains how the Torah reading is done in Chutz Loretz, taking into consideration the issue of the doubt. But for our purposes, we continue now in our Gemara, we continue to the Mishnah on Omid Beis. We turn to the top of Omid Beis, the new Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with the sacrifices, the Musaf sacrifice that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah elaborates, goes through the sacrifices, and it mentions which Mishmar of Kehanim would do which sacrifices. Now, that's not exactly accurate, but the idea is there were 24 Mishmaros. That means that the collective Kehanim were divided into 24 service groups that we call Mishmaros. And these service groups would serve in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks out of the year on a cyclical basis. So you have as a starting point, there, and each Mishmar, by the way, Mishmar had a name. One name that we'll see in the course of the Gemara is Yehoyariv. There's another Mishmar by the name of Yedaya, etc. These names will appear in our Masechta. For our purposes, there was a cycle of 24, and it would be repeated through the year. When they finished the cycle of 24, it would start up again. So there were 24 service groups, each group serving 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash. And during that week, all the sacrifices that were offered were divided to that particular service group. However, what happens when a Yom Tov comes about, a holiday comes about? Well, when a holiday comes about, all 24 service groups were present in the Beis HaMikdash. Truth be told, that on a holiday, unlike a standard weekday, many more korbanos were offered because all the nation of Israel came to the Beis HaMikdash to offer holiday-related sacrifices. In addition, on the holiday, there are added daily sacrifices. Every week, every day of a week, a normal week, there are two sacrifices offered, the morning Tomid Shel Shachar and the afternoon Tomid Shel Beinu Arbayim. That's cool. That's the name of the afternoon daily sacrifice. On a holiday, you have Musafim, which is, happens to be the case on Shabbos, on a standard Shabbos as well. On a holiday, particularly on Sukkot, there were many sacrifices, many Musafim sacrifices. Our Mishnah is going to be interested in knowing how you divide the Musaf sacrifices amongst the 24 service groups in the Beis HaMikdash. The topic heading that we've assigned to this section of Gemara under our Nosei reads, Chalukas HaMishmoros V'Hakrovas Korbonos HaChag. The division of the service groups with regard to the Korbonos HaChag, the Musafim. You'll notice a double underlining in the Mishnah that highlights the each given day, how the breakdown would take place. Before we get into any technical matters, or the actual matters of the Mishnah, just another note. On the inside margin, we have a little chart called Korbonos HaChag. The Musaf offering of Sukkot had the three types of animals were offered. There were cows, there were rams. Actually, there technically were four types of animals. There were cows, there were rams. The cows are called porim. There were elim, there was a so'ir, and there were kvasim. So those are cows, rams, goat, and sheep. Four kinds of animals. On the chart, we have Korbonos HaChag, Roman numeral number 1 on the inside margin, Kavua Kol Yom. That which was fixed every day, a fixed number every day, was as follows. You have Shnei Elim, two rams, Sawyer, one Echod was one Sawyer, and 14 Kvasim, 14 sheep. That these numbers do not change. What does change every day is the we wrote Mishtane Kol Yom, that changes every day, the Purim. The first day you would have 13 Purim. Each subsequent day there would be a reduction of one. When you get to the seventh day, you'll find seven Purim. We have a little he'orah, a little, let's say, a note. Kechol shemispar haPurim yored. As the number of Purim goes down, yesh yoser mishmoros pnuyos lavoides hakvosim. We will find that there are more service groups available for the kvasim, and that is a result of the simple following fact, that with regard to the Purim, each par, if you start on the first day of Sukkot, there are 13 cow offerings. Each cow was handled by a separate service group. So you have 13 service groups involved in offering the cows. As far as the Elim, the rams, and the Sawyer, those were fixed. Two rams, one Sawyer. That will account for another three service groups. The two rams, one service group for one service group for another. for the Sawyer, one Mishmor service group for that. So on the first day, 13 cows, 2 rams, 1 Sawyer, that's 16 animals, 16 service groups. How many Mishmoros do you have left over from the total of 24? 8. How many sheep were there? That was fixed. That's a fixed number. 14 sheep. The 14 sheep would be divided amongst 8 service groups. Well, how do you do that division? So that is going to be the topic of the Mishnah. We've also included a chart to help follow along. And if we look at the chart before we learn the Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah will be a bit clearer. Across the top of the chart, you can see the number of the different kinds of animals under discussion. Purim, Elim, Seirim. And as a separate part of the chart, as we keep moving across, you see Kvosim. And the reason that the Kvosim are kept separate is because the fixed number of Kvosim are going to be dealt with a changing number of Mishmoros. Conversely, the changing number of Purim, the per cow Mishmor is not going to change. That means per cow, on any given day, one Mishmor handled that number of Purim, one Mishmor per par. So the number of Mishmoros per par is not going to change. However, with regard to the Kvosim, that is a fixed number of Kvosim, the per sheep number of Mishmoros will change. If that is a bit confusing, and I can understand well how that might sound confusing, as we go through the numbers on the chart, that it will become much clearer. So let's look at the chart. Yom, you see the Yom column, the day. So day Aleph, the first day. How many cows were offered on the first day? 13. How many Elim were offered on the first day? Elim is a fixed number. By the way, go down each column before we go any further. Go down the Purim column. Do you see how the numbers change? Go down the Elim column. Do you see they don't change? 2 a day. Go down the Seirim column. Same, 1 a day. Go down the Kvosim column. Same number, 14 every day. So the only animal number that changes is the Purim animal number. What we are going to be interested in is the Mishmor, the number of Mishmoros per sheep per day. So going across the top line horizontally, Yom Aleph, we're looking at Aleph. How many cows were there? 13. Elim, 2. Seirim, 1. How many animals are accounted for there? Well, there's 16 animals. How many Mishmoros? So we have a subtotal, a column where you see numbers. This represents the number of Mishmoros up till that point. Well, there were 16 animals, one Mishmor per animal. 16 Mishmoros are accounted for. Now we go to the Kvosim column. How many Kvosim are on the first day, as is true every day? 14. The number of Mishmoros that were available, 8. Why are there 8 Mishmoros? Because there are a total of 24, but 16 of the Mishmoros were already used up for the first set of 16 animals. So you have 14 sheep and 8 Mishmoros. How is it broken down? So, as you keep moving across the chart, you see the following numbers. You see 6. That means 6 Mishmoros would do 2 Kvosim, and 2 Mishmoros would do 1 Keves. So, just to review that, 6 Mishmoros, each Mishmor would do 2 sheep. That accounts for 12 sheep. So, 1 Mishmor, in that section, if there were 6 Mishmoros doing 2 sheep per Mishmor, so that means any given Mishmor were doing 2 sheep. Then there were 2 Mishmoros that didn't have the privilege of doing two sheep per mishmar, but those two mishmaros did one sheep. Each one did one sheep. So 6 times 2 is 12, and then 2 times 1 is another 2, 12 and 2, 14. Let us go to the second day. Watch what happens. How many animals before you get to the sheep are accounted for? 15. Why? Because we reduce the number of cows by 1. So you have 12 plus 2 plus 1, 15. That gets you to 15 mishmaros to deal with those 15 animals, one animal per mishmar. There are 14 sheep. How many mishmaros are available? Now you've got an extra mishmar available. The previous day there was a mishmar for the cow. This day, one less mishmar is needed for the cow, so he is now open to the kvasim. So we increase the number of mishmaros for the kvasim. So you have more people, but the same number of kvasim. How does it break down? In this case, 5 of the mishmaros will do 2 kvasim apiece. So that accounts for 10 kvasim. But I've used up 5 of the 9 mishmaros. That leaves me with a balance of 4 more mishmaros. Previously, I counted for 10 sheep. Now I have a balance of 4, because there's 14 sheep. 4 of the mishmaros that remain will do 1 sheep per mishmar. If you follow this progression, on the sheep column, which is what the Gemara will be emphasizing, you will notice that the number of mishmaros for the 14 sheep is increasing, while the number of sheep remains constant. So the numbers of sheep per mishmar, you're going to find, is getting reduced. You have more people to do with the same number, so each mishmar is going to be dealing with less. That, therefore, when you get to the seventh day of Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, on that seventh day, there were 7 cows and 2 rams and 1 goat, total of 10 animals, that's 10 mishmaros. That leaves you with a balance of 14 mishmaros for 14 sheep. Each mishmar is going to be doing only 1 sheep. We now turn to the Mishnah. Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. Hoyu Sham Yud Gimel Purim, the first day of the holiday. 13 cows, Elim Shnayim, 2 rams, Visorechad, and 1 goat. That accounts for 16 animals. And each one of those animals is dealt with by 1 of the 24 mishmaros. That means 16 of the 24 mishmaros are accounted for. Nishtairu Sham Yudalid Fosim. That leaves you with a balance of animal-wise of 14 sheep, Lishmoina Mishmoros, for 8 service groups. And how do we get to 8 service groups? Out of a total of 24, 16 were already occupied. So 8 are available, 8 service groups are available for the 14 sheep that are to be offered. B'yom Rishon, Shisha, Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, on the first day of Sukkot, 6 service groups, each one will be offering 2 sheep. So 6 times 2 is 12. 12 sheep are accounted for. 6 of the 8 mishmaros are accounted for. 2 mishmaros remain for the 2 sheep that remain. Vashar Echad Echad. The 2 service groups that remain will do 1 sheep per service group. Basheni, on the second day of Sukkot, where the number of cows went down by 1. So the number of mishmaros that were available were for those 15 animals, 15 mishmaros. So Basheni, Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, when you get to the cow, the sheep issue, where there were 14 sheep, and now there are there are nine mishmaros, so five of those nine mishmaros are offering two sheep apiece. That's shnayim shnayim. Vashar echad echad. The remaining four mishmaros will be offering one sheep per mishmar. Bashlishi, on the third day of Sukkis. What happened on the third day of Sukkis? There are more mishmaros available now for the sheep because of the cow reduction. So since there are more mishmaros available, there are only going to be four arba makrivim shnayim shnayim. Four service groups will be offering two sheep apiece. Vashar echad echad. And the balance, in that case, you have six mishmaros that remain, will be offering echad echad, one sheep per mishmar. Barvi'i, on the fourth day of the holiday, when, again, you increase the number of mishmaros for the sheep, more people for the same number of sheep, shloisha, three mishmaros, makrivim shnayim shnayim, will be offering two sheep per mishmar, vashar, echad, echad, and the balance, eight mishmaros, one sheep per mishmar. Bachamishi, on the fifth day of Sukkis, in the Beis HaMikdash, shnayim, makrivim, shnayim, shnayim, two service groups, only two, will be offering two sheep per group, vashar, echad, echad, and the remaining ten mishmaros will be offering one sheep per service group. Bashishi, on the sixth day of Sukkis, echad, makriv, shnayim, one service group will offer two sheep, vashar, echad, echad, and the remaining service groups, the remaining 12 that are available for the sheep, will be offering echad, echad, one sheep per service group. Bashvi'i, on the seventh day of Sukkis, when the number of cows was reduced to seven, the number of mishmaros that are available for the kvasim now has reached 14, and there are 14 sheep, kulon shavin. All the service groups are equal with regard to the kvasim. That accounts for 7 days of Sukkis. The Mishnah now extends itself to the eighth day, which we call Shmini Atzeres. B'shmini chazru lepayis k'boregolim. Pious is a method in which, and it's featured in Maseches Yuma, how pious is done. We're not going to get into that, but it's a method for choosing who does what. So on the eighth day, there was a new choosing for the korbanos, for the korban musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Now, the korban musaf of Shmini Atzeres was quite different. There was one cow, was one ram, and there were seven goats offered. Who was to do what? That was the choosing of who was to do what is a new choosing. You start from scratch. Omru, mi shehikriv porim hayom lo yakriv lemochar. On any given day of Sukkis, whichever mishmar on the previous day had offered cows, on the next day they are not going to offer cows, but rather the remaining service group are chosen for the remaining number of cows. Elachozrin cholila, but it would continue on a cyclical basis. However, it should be pointed out that in light of the fact that the number of cows on the first day was 13 and the total number of mishmaros was 24, the next day there were 12 cows. The 13 cows and their respective mishmaros, those mishmaros aren't going to be dealing with these new cows. We just said whoever offered a cow yesterday doesn't offer it today. But how many mishmaros are available? If 13 mishmaros out of the 24 offered cows yesterday, so there were 11 mishmaros that didn't offer cows yesterday. How many cows are there on that second day? But there are 12. So one of those mishmaros that offered cows yesterday, in fact, will be needed to offering a cow today. So that particular mishmar on the second day will be offering a cow a second time. That information has significance later on. We now turn to the Gemara. Nemo masnisin Rebbe hi velo rabbanon. Shall we say that our Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe and not in accordance with the Rabbanan? In order to appreciate this discussion, we should look at the Rashi that appears on the Mishnah. Rashi that we're looking at is in the toward the lower part of the narrow lines. Omru, Mishe hayamakriv hayom porim, lo hayamakriv lemochar porim. She'ein hamishmoros shekrivu kvosim esmol manichem oisam. Service groups took into consideration what kind of animal they were offering. So when you have a succession of days, the service group that on the previous day were offering sheep, each one of those service groups is interested in getting a crack at offering cows that they were not doing on the previous day. Elo choizrin cholilo. Rather, choli means in a cyclical basis. As we described, the 13 service groups that were offering cows on the first day, they are to step aside, and on the next day, when there are 12 cows offered, make those cows available for the mishmoros that were involved with offering sheep the previous day. Vininsu, the result is, if you follow this cycle throughout the holiday, ninsu kulon shoynos u'mishalshos b'porim. Each mishmar, as the holiday reaches an end, will have done 3 cows. And we'll go through the numbers very simply in a moment. 3 cows, each mishmar will have done, by the end of the holiday, 3 cows. Chutz mishtayim, with the exception of 2 mishmaros, sheshoynos ve'en mishalshos, which will have done 2 cows and not 3 cows. Before we go on, we'll try to present this in a simplistic fashion. Rashi himself goes through this in a rather detailed fashion, but let's try to present this simplistically first. Total number of cows. Can you add up all the numbers? 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7? Well, if you add up all the numbers, you should come out with 70. In fact, the Gemara itself makes a reference of hints to this number. There is a given in Talmudic literature that there are 70 umos ha'olam, 70 nations of the world. That doesn't mean that's the number of nations that sit in the United Nations, but as far as the Talmud is concerned, we speak often about Shivim Loshon, Shivim Umos, 70 nations of the world. How exactly you get to that number, that's not part of our current discussion, but that's a given as we work through things. 70 nations of the world. The Beis HaMikdash, contrary to the way the Beis HaMikdash is looked at today by a lot of the today mean by as we are making this recording, where the nations of the world view the Temple Mount as being under the charge of the Muslims, the Jewish perception of the Beis HaMikdash was an international prayer center, if you will, and you can simply look at in the beginning of the Book of Kings, Sefer Melachim, where Shlomo HaMelech dedicates the Beis HaMikdash, and you see that in the first couple, in several chapters, as you read into the Book of Kings, you'll see Shlomo HaMelech dedicating the Beis Hamikdash and declaring it as a center of for prayer of all nations of the world, and all nations of the world had options of bringing certain kinds of sacrifices, a very international type location and international facility, if you will. 70 cows offered over the course of Sukkot. As we said, add up the numbers 13, 12, 11, etc. You get to 70 cows. Those 70 cows corresponded to the nations of the world. Each cow atoning, if you will, or representing, or offering the benefit to each nation of the world. But let's get back to our numbers. 70 cows, and how many mishmaros were there? 24. Notice that if you multiply 24 by 3, you get to 72. 3 times 24, 72. So in theory, if each mishmar throughout Sukkot, 24 mishmaros would offer 3 cows apiece, you would have 72 cows. But there aren't 72 cows, there are only 70. The result of that is that 22 mishmaros, in fact, had 3 cows apiece. 22 times 3, 66. Balance of 4 cows. How many mishmaros did we not account for? 2. We said 22, there were 24 mishmaros. So there were 2 mishmaros left, and they would do 2 cows apiece. That is as far as the holiday of Sukkot is concerned. Comes Shmini Atzeres. How many cows are offered on Shmini Atzeres? 1 cow. So you've got 1 cow up for grabs. How many mishmoros feel that they got shortchanged, if you will, just to use common jargon? 2 mishmoros feel that way, because they, in the course of Sukkot, did a cow twice, and not like all their fellow mishmaros that did a cow 3 times. So here's now an opportunity, Shmini Atzeres, for, let's say, one of those 2 mishmaros to get reparation, so to speak, get compensated by offering the Shmini Atzeres cow. Who comes together for the Shmini Atzeres choosing? Do all the mishmaros get in on the deal? Or do those 2 mishmaros that remained, that offered only 2 cows over Sukkot as opposed to 3? So again, that, by the way, is the term that's important to recount here, is the term pious. Pious is the choosing. How will you choose who does what? Our Mishnah mentioned on the 8th day of Sukkot, which is called Shmini Atzeres. It says in our Mishnah, B'Shmini Chazru L'Payis. On the 8th day, they all, it sounds like, at least if you just read the Mishnah as it is, they all came for the choosing. And all 24 service rooms came for the Shmini Atzeres cow. That having been said, we open our Gemara. We go back to the Gemara now. Nemo masnisin rebihi velo rabbonon. Shall we say that our Mishnah that mentioned on the 8th day they would go back to the choosing, and the thinking is, the havamina is, that all 24 groups joined together for the choosing. Who would be the one chosen for the Shmini Atzeres singular cow? Is that approach is reflective of Rebbe and not the Rabbonon? And now we'll quote a source in which these two opinions appear. Desanya, par habo b'shmini, the cow that was offered on Shmini Atzeres, b'tchila mefisin a love, divrei Rebbe. B'tchila means they all come anew to determine which one would do the par of Shmini Atzeres. V'chachomim omrim, Chumim said, nothing doing. You're not going to have all 24 coming together. 22 of them already did 3 cows apiece. So the Chumim say, Achas mishtei mishmoros delo shilshu b'parim oisai. The Chumim say that only the two service groups that over the course of Sukkot did two and not three cows, shilshu means three, but they didn't do three, they did only two, those two service groups come for the Shmini Atzeres cow choosing. So if you have to choose our Mishnah that said all 24 come for the Shmini Atzeres cow choosing, who does that conform to? Sounds like Rebbe, not the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Afilu Teimor Rabbonon. You can set up our Mishnah in accordance with the Rabbonon as well. Atu Shtei Mishmos Lo Afusi Boi? The two service groups that didn't do three cows apiece during Sukkot. You have two service groups for one cow. Do they not have to go through a choosing? So certainly do. Therefore, our Mishnah that says on the eighth day, Chozru Lepayis, all it says in the Mishnah is on the eighth day there was a choosing. Yes, there was. There was a choosing amongst those two service groups that didn't do three cows apiece. So the Mishnah that indicates on the eighth day there was a choosing that had to be done, that conforms to the Chachamim's approach as well. Keman Azla Ha Desanya. According to whom would the following source be understood? We just mentioned Rebbe and the Rabbanon, so here we're a source, and we have to figure out who it would be in accordance with. It says, Kol ha-mishmoros shoynois u-mishal shois, chutz mishnei mishmoros shoynois v'ein mishal shois. All the service group did three cows, except for two service groups that did two cows and not three. Neimo Rebbe v'lo Rabbanon. The Mishnah declares that two service groups did only two cows. Well, it would sound like Rebbe and not the Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, we can guarantee you that only one service group did only two cows. And why is that? Because according to the Rabbanon, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, one of those two service groups that over Sukkot that didn't do three, one of those two will in fact have done three by the end of the whole holiday, because one of those two service groups will have been chosen for the Shmini Atzeres, and that group then, when you count Shmini Atzeres in the picture, will have also done three cows. So according to the Rabbanon scheme of things, it would be said only one service group did only two cows and not three. So this Tanaic source that we read had no name in it, and we dashed underline Shnei and Shonos, it means two service groups did two cows. Sounds like Rebbe and not the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, Afilo Tema Rabbanon. Very similar structure to what we saw just two lines up. This too can be like the Rabbanon as well. My lo shilshul. What does the expression mean? Lo shilshul, meaning that did not do three. We said two service groups did not do three. What does that mean? Two service groups didn't do three cows. Bepore hachag, with regard to the Sukkot cows themselves. Chag means we have a little note on the side, not including Shmini Atzeres. Chag refers to the basic 7 days of Sukkot. So, with regard to your basic 7 days of Sukkot, it is true that two service groups did not do a cow three times. Umay Komash Malon, and what is this Brisa then telling me? Ha komash malon. It is telling me that which our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, "Mi shehikriv porim hayom lo yakriv lemochar ela choizim cholila." Whoever didn't offer cows the day before, on the subsequent day, will be offering cows. And the result of following that whole cyclical effect, as we tried to demonstrate before, was that at the end of the holiday, 70 cows will have been accounted for by the 24 mishmoros. Each mishmar, with the exception of two, will have done three cows per mishmar, two mishmaros having done only two cows per mishmar. Omar Rebbe Elazar, Hani Shivim Purim Keneged Mi, the 70 cows that are offered in the course of Sukkos are in honor of whom? Answer, Keneged Shivim Umos. They are in honor of the 70 nations of the world. Par Yechidi, the sole singular par of Shmini Atzeres, in honor of whom is that offered? Keneged Umo Yechida, in honor of the individual, the isolated Am Levodad Lo Yishkon Vagoyim Lo Yishchashov, this singular nation that stands by itself. It's unique and separate. Moshal Lemelech Boser V'dom, the numbers and the nations and Israel is reflected in the following analogy. Imagine a mortal king. Shomer Lavoda Vasuli Sudo Gedoyla. He said, make for me a great feast. So they make for him a great feast lasting a week. Liyom Achron, the last day, Omar Li Oyhavoi. The king turns to his personal confidant, the one that he feels the greatest affinity toward, to his beloved. Asay Li Suda Katana, make for me a small meal, Kadesh Ene Mimcha, so that I can have pleasure together with you. Rashi says, I have a sense of feeling of warmth, of appeasement, koras ruach, positive feeling. I have only from you, and that can be understood by in the historical context that all the nations of the world, when the Torah was given, we see the Gemara tells us this in midrashic terms, that they were offered a chance to accept the Torah. But they rejected it. They asked what's written in there. So Edom, it was said in the Torah, mitzvahs that they can't observe, they refuse to observe. Yishmael was presented Torah, it says in the Torah things that they can't observe, they refuse to observe. Came to the nation of Israel. Naaseh v'nishma, they said, we will first accept, and then you'll tell us what's written in there. So of course, in the original bonding of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with nations, the nation that chose to accept his teachings would be the nation that would feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would feel closest to them. The Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lohem lo'iv dekechovim, she'ovdu, ve'en yodimah she'ovdu. Woe unto the nations of the world, the idol-worshipping nations of the world, that lost and don't realize what they lost. And we say what they lost is what they, you see in a minute. Bizman she'beis ha'migdash kayam, mizbech mechaper aleihem. When the beis ha'migdash was standing, the altar served as a source of atonement for them. V'achshav, and now that the Beis HaMikdash is laying in ruins, mi mechaper aleihem, what serves to atone for them? The Mishnah. B'shloisha prokim b'shona, there are three times during the year, that means the reference specifically to the three holidays of pilgrimage, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Hoyukol Mishmaros Shavos Be'emurei Horegolim U'Bechiluk Lechem Haponim. All the Mishmaros, all the service groups shared equally in what's called Emurei Horegolim. We can't translate that expression right now. If we were to translate it on the first glance basis, one would say emurei are innards of sacrifices, the emurim. However, that is going to be questioned when we get into the Gemara. Hence, at this point, we resist translating the expression. All it says here is that all the service groups, and we mentioned this earlier today, that on the holidays, all 24 service groups were present in the Beis HaMikdash. So they all shared equally in the emurei haragolim u'bechiluk lechem haponim. That's much easier to translate. Lechem haponim were 12 loaves that sat on a weekly basis from week to week. Every week a new set of loaves were baked and put on the golden shulchan, the golden table that sat in the Beis HaMikdash. And every week, that week's breads that were set up the previous Shabbos were divided after sitting for a week on the table and remaining fresh miraculously. They were divided amongst the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So on a weekly basis, it was one mishmar, as we mentioned earlier today. Each week had a new mishmar assigned to it. However, on the holiday, when all the mishmaros were there, all the service groups were there in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lechem Aponim was divided equally amongst all of them. The Atzeres on Chag Shavuos, that means on the Shavuos holiday, when in addition to what we've mentioned so far, there was a special Shavuos baked offering, two loaves. They were called the Shnei Alechem. The Shnei Alechem were, as opposed to other baked offerings, the Shnei Alechem were chometz. They were fermented. Chometz, we would associate with standard bread, which is dough that is left to rise and ferment. The Shnei Alechem of Shavuos were chometz. All other mincha offerings in the Beis HaMikdash were matzah. A technical exception may be one of the four types of korban toda loaves, but that's not important for right now. But in terms of public meal offerings, which includes the Shtei Alechem and includes the Lechem upon him, none were chometz except for the Shtei Alechem. So on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem were also divided, so that you have the division of chometz in the form of the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem Aponim, which would be called matzah. Matzah is unfermented dough. So the Mishnah says that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, Oimer Loi, the one dividing out would proclaim, Heiloch matzah, Heiloch chometz. Take your matzah portion, that's the Lechem Aponim, and take your chometz portion of the Shtei Alechem. Mishmor shezmano kavua hu makriv tamidim nedorim unedavos ushar korbanos tzibur umakriv es hakol. This closing expression is vague. The Gemara will have to deal with that. However, what the last sentence of the Mishnah states is that the service group supposed to serve that particular week. We mentioned before there was a cycle of 24 weeks, 24 service groups. Each service group assigned its week. A holiday falls out whenever it falls out. Many times it falls out in the middle of the week. Well, at the beginning of that week, there was a service group that it was its week for offering the sacrifices. True, the holiday came about, and true that holiday musafim we saw before, holiday sacrifices are divided equally amongst all 24 groups. However, there are other kinds of sacrifices that are not holiday related. So the non-holiday related sacrifices, those are cared for, taken, or are offered and divided amongst that particular week's official service group. The Gemara looks at the phrase that we didn't want to translate before, but it said that during the three regolim, the three holidays, the emure horegolim were divided amongst all of them equally. Now, we said, when you look at the word emure, when you notice that word, the first reaction is to explain it as sacrificial innards, those parts of the sacrifice that are not eaten, but rather put on the fire on the top of the altar. Emurei harigolim shel gavoa ninhu. Those are offered heavenwards. So what does it mean in the Mishnah then when it says that all the service groups would participate in the emurei harigolim? So the Gemara answers, we mistranslated the word emure. Omer Rav Chisda, ma she'omur baragolim. The word emure, if you look at the letters, you see aleph, mem, resh in that word. meaning that which was stated with regard to the holidays. The sacrifices that are specifically holiday related, as opposed to the daily Tomid offering, as opposed to personal sacrifices that people might be bringing in the course of Chol HaMoed, as opposed to those kind of sacrifices, the holiday ordained sacrifices, those are divided equally amongst all of the service groups. Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shekol HaMishmor Shavuos BeMurei HaRegolim. From where do we know this halacha, that on the holiday, all the service groups, all the mishmaros, divide equally amongst the holiday-related sacrifices? Talmud Lomar, Uvo B'chol Avas Nafsho V'Sheires. The Rashi says, Uvo B'chol Avas Nafsho V'Sheires K'chol Echov, She'ein HaMishmor Ma'ake V'Lov. The one mishmar cannot prevent the others. V'kivan dezoiche ba'avoidoso, zoiche ba'chiloso. And since that any particular mishmar that does that sacrifice, he also warrants eating from it. D'chtiv l'koyin amakri voisoi loy tie. U'b'choftav mekoymus nikroim koyhanim levim. The Gemara continues, Yochol af b'shar yemois hashana kein. Would you say the same thing regarding other weeks of the year, other of any given weekday during the year, that all the mishmaros are equal, that any mishmar that wants to come and take and offer sacrifices, he has the right to do it? No, Talmud Lomar, me achad she'orecha. Lo amarti, elo b'sha'a she'kol Yisrael nichnosim b'shar echad. The pasuk that we read before, that b'chol avas nafsho v'sheres, that any mishmar can come and do sacrifices, that's only when everyone is coming in through one gate. And when is it that everyone comes in through one gate? That is a reference to the holiday, where all the Jews enter one gate. Rashi says, Kloma b'irachas, they come into one city, they all come together to Yerushalayim. So the pasuk that says that any given service group has a right to offer sacrifices, that is true when everyone is coming together, which is characteristic of the holidays. U'b'chiluk lechem aponim v'chulei, the Mishnah said that regarding the division of the 12 lechem aponim, all the mishmaros get a portion of it. That is true on the holidays, when all the mishmaros are there. Tonu Rabbonan, Minayin Shekol HaMishmaros Shavuos B'chiluk Lechem Aponim. From where do we know that all the mishmaros get are equal in the division of the Lechem Aponim? And this, of course, is in contrast to any given week when only the official mishmaros that are serving on that particular Shabbos. Shabbos, by the way, was the transition point between one mishmar and the other. There were the previous week's mishmar would leave, and the new week's service group would arrive, and that changing of the guard was on Shabbos. Those mishmaros were the ones that usually divided the lechem aponim. People, kohanim that weren't part of those mishmaros wouldn't get a portion. But on the holidays, we're saying that all 24 mishmaros would get a portion of a lechem aponim. Now, where do you know that from? The Gemara continues at the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Talmud Lomar, Chelek Kechelek Yochelu. And this, you should take note, is in the context of the Sukkim that we were quoting in the last couple lines of the Gemara from Dvarim, Perek Yud Ches. This happens to be Pasuk Ches. We were quoting till now Sukkim Vav and Zayin. And what does Kechelek Yochelu mean? Kechelek Avoida, Kach Chelek Achila. Now, as far as what the word Achila means, in the bracketed section, the Gemara will deal with that. We skip just to keep the reading smooth. Yochol af b'choyveis habois shalom achmas boregel. Is this idea of mishmoros sharing equally those kind of obligatory sacrifices that are brought on the holiday but not holiday related? Are all the service groups to share equally in those non-holiday related sacrifices? Talmud Lomar, levad mimikorav ala ovois. What does that mean? Ma mochru avoy zeh lozeh? What did the forebearers, the original kohanim, literally sell to one another or divide amongst one another? Ani b'shabati v'ato b'shabatcha. You on your week, and you get the sacrifices offered under your guard, so to speak, and I get the sacrifices offered under my guard, which means the mishmoros and the year were divided into 1 week units, one mishmor per week. So those that levad mimakarov alavos, again a pasuk from Dvarim Perek Yudches, those were the non-holiday sacrifices, would not be divided equally, but rather they would be handled and eaten by that particular week's service group. We skipped a couple lines in the brackets. Let's go back over that. We read in the pasuk, chelek kechelek yochelu. This was a reference to the dividing of the lechem haponim equally amongst the all the service groups that appeared in the Beis Hamikdash on the holiday. And with the drasha we read on the top line at the end was kechelek avoda kachelek achilu. Just like the avoda takes place by all of the service groups, and means any given service group on a holiday could do the holiday related sacrifices, so too they would be the ones to eat. Umay achila. Ilema korbonois, if it's a reference to the eating of animal sacrifices. Mehosam nafka, that is learned from another source. It says, La kohen hamakriv oiso lotia, the kohen that offers it, he gets it. And whoever is doing the avoda, they get it. Now, as far as the avoda of the holiday sacrifices are concerned, we know all the service groups get it. So anyone who offers it eats it. So what does the yochelu in this pasuk in Dvarim Yudches refer to? Elo lechem haponim. Rather, it's a reference to the lechem haponim, which Rashi points out is that the lechem haponim on that particular Shabbos, when it was divided out, there was no avoda associated with it. Therefore, you need to have a special gzeres hakosef for something that didn't have an avoda associated with it, is also divided equally. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.